hosting a meeting. I've had a decent night's sleep after scheduling my meeting with the snowman at 8 a.m. my time, and it's getting very close, so it's good practice for the host to be there a little ahead of time in case there are guests who arrive early. In this case, there is just one guest, so it's kind of more of a casual conversation. But I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Search box edit.
And start the Zoom client.
Start Zoom desktop app. Start Zoom desktop app.
I'll press enter.
Zoom cloud meetings. Zoom connecting. Tab. Zoom Pro account.
And I'm now logged in to my Zoom Pro account. In this case, I've used my personal meeting ID, my PMI, to host this meeting, but it may be that we scheduled a meeting with a unique meeting ID, so how do we find it? I'll press Shift-Tab.
Home tab check selected.
And I'm on a series of tab controls, and I'll now right arrow.
Meetings tab check selected.
And I'm on the Meetings tab. I'll press the Tab key.
Upcoming tab check selected.
And tab again.
Refresh meeting button. List box. Personal meeting ID.
Now I'm down arrowing through the list box, and if I down arrow another time.
Today 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. topic, Zoom audio tutorial, and general catch-up meeting ID, 687.
And there's the meeting ID. I'll press the tab key.
Always use PMI for instant start button.
And there's the start button, so I'll press enter.
Zoom. Alert. You are using the computer audio. ZP connecting WND. Zoom meeting ID, 687.
And now I'm connected to the Zoom meeting room, and I'm told that I'm using my computer audio. Now all I have to do is wait for the snowman to arrive. If I want to check who is in this meeting, I can press Alt-U.
Participants 1.
And I'm told that there is one participant. Now I can press the Tab key.
Participant list box.
And there is nobody there right now because the participant list is empty. I'm the host, so I'm in a different list. But when I do get a participant, I'll be able to perform some actions on each participant and also on all participants.
Mute all button.
I can mute all participants even before they come in. So if I'm giving a presentation and I don't want everybody to be able to talk and interrupt the presentation, I'm able to mute everyone, and that will apply to everybody who has yet to join. You can also mute people individually.
Unmute all button.
You can unmute everyone.
More button dropdown.
And there are other options as well. If I press the space bar.
Context menu. Mute participants on entry. Play enter slash exit chime. Lock meeting. Merge to meeting window. Mute participants on entry.
And I'll press the escape key to dismiss that. One thing I have found with this list is that I'm not getting any feedback about whether those options are checked or unchecked. The option, for example, to sound the chimes when somebody enters, I'm not able to hear whether that's on or off, but I'm pretty confident that it's off because we've configured it to be off on the Zoom website. So we're in a good position to wait for our meeting participant to arrive.
8 a.m.
And it's 8 a.m. now, so I'm expecting that imminently.
Alert. Click to share screen.
There we go. How's it going?
It's going good.
You're looking well.
Let's see. Let me get you uncompressed here and a little more normal. Am I doing it my end?
Yep, there you go. And I have turned on this thing called Turn On Original Sound.
All right. This is improving. There we go.
There you go. See, the audio is actually, and what's also good about this audio is that the latency is really, really good.
You want to find out how good it is?
Yeah, let's do that.
Here we go. I think you can hear yourself.
Hello? Nope, can't hear myself, mate.
Echo cancellation?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Because I'm feeding you to you.
Well, there you go. The best possible way. So I'm recording this just so that I can use bits of this for the audio tutorial, because I figured it would be quite good for all those audio geeks out there to hear a couple of audio geeks having a play with this.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead and record it. No problem. Just to make sure, see if this makes me disappear. Did that fade me down?
Yes, it faded you down.
Okay, so I was feeding you to you, and it refused to do that, so I don't know what the latency is. I wish I could figure that out. And I don't know why, if you've turned off echo cancellation, why I can't.
Okay, well, we've got a good way to figure out latency. Why don't you count to 10? And once I get the rhythm of how quickly you're counting, I will join in, and then you'll hear the latency.
Okay. All right, all right. 1, 2,
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's about a count. So that was about a half second.
Right.
A round trip, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's it's about what we're used to with the thing we're using.
Mm.
And it really helps a lot.
Yeah, it's significantly better than the latency that I was getting from TeamTalk, for example.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, you're sounding as good as TeamTalk does.
Yeah.
So, that's great.
Yeah, and you know, for $14 a month, well, 15 essentially, that you can pay for. Oh, if you pay for a year of it, it goes down to, I think, about $12 a month if you pay for the year up front.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And all those, you know, for me, it's just the ability to get people on my podcasts and stuff. You know, give them a phone number, give them this little app they run. It works beautifully on the iPhone too, 100% accessible.
That's good. Yeah, that's great. It's the problem we have with the other one that we bought is that you talk to who has it, and that's it.
So the snowman and I were hanging out for a while and talking about this and that, but it took a while for us to get going because there was some confusion with the time. When I sent the invitation, I sent it in my local time, 8 a.m. New Zealand time. And what I probably should have done, because I'm the one that works with time zones a lot, is to send it in Jim's time zone, which is central time in the United States. So that's a little lesson that if you're dealing with people internationally, if you're confident that you know what time your meeting is scheduled for in your local time zone, you may like to try the courtesy of sending it along in the time zone of your attendees, especially if they are all from the same time zone, so they know exactly when to turn up. So the meeting started about 35 minutes late, and as we review the recording, you will notice the timestamp accordingly. And also, I went back into my personal meeting room. So normally, the meeting subject, which was audio tutorial and general catch-up, would be used, but because the meeting didn't take place when it was supposed to, and I went back into my personal meeting room, it's just going to come back as Jonathan Mosen's personal meeting room or something like that.